and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the master of minerals, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm the man of clay feet and stony head.
Well, the last few podcasts, we've been talking about minerals because, first of all, minerals are such a huge group, and they have such a massive impact on your health. And one of the things that I thought would be of great interest, certainly for me, is maybe going through what we act like or look like or feel like if we're deficient in some minerals, because I know upon occasion we sort of talked a little bit about this. For an example would be, say, road rage, where you see somebody just like, and you think, you know, what a jerk or whatever. And then you had mentioned that that's usually a symptom of magnesium deficiency. So now all of a sudden, when I see somebody like with road rage, I'm thinking, you know, poor guy, he's deficient in magnesium, not, you know, the guy's...
Yeah, what a jackass. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes me, you know, a little more compassionate, a little more loving of my fellow man when I realize that maybe he doesn't have... Because we don't always make that connection, and I don't know why in our society, the connection between bad behavior and bad nutrition. But, I mean, you see it all the time when... Like when my kids were young, if I took them into the candy store, right, and they were just happy as happy could be until like 5 minutes after we left the candy store, because they'd been eating, you know, a whole pile of candy, and all of a sudden they're bouncing off the walls, they're fighting, they're doing all these things, and I never related that change, dramatic change in behavior to what I was letting them put in their mouths, which was, you know, basically refined sugar. And then, of course, the other behavior that always struck me was after eating a great big Christmas, Easter, or Thanksgiving turkey dinner, how we all went into the living room and just laid down and went to sleep.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, it's
all... The social equivalent of sleeping pills.
So, I mean, it's obvious when you look around that... What we stick in our mouth has an impact on our behaviors, our energy levels, how we feel about ourselves. And, you know, with all the different vitamins and minerals, minerals that we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, maybe it would be kind of a good exercise, certainly for our listeners to think, oh, you know, maybe this tiredness I feel is because I'm missing some of these minerals, rather than it's just, you know, I'm such a lazy SOB or something like that, right?
Right. Well, I would like to, you know, make a point of saying this, that people think that they're getting energy from things like sugar. You know, like that's what you're hearing out there in the media, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, if I have sugar, I have energy. And you just demonstrated it here, that, you know, if you feed your kids some excess sugar, they're trying to burn it off somehow.
Yeah,
but ourselves as a life form, we're not seeking sugar. What we're seeking are electrolytes, because that's what makes us actually work. So when we eat plants, you know, like whatever that is, broccoli or blueberries or cucumbers or I don't know what, you know,
carrots.
Yeah, that's it. Alliteration haven. So. We are not eating them.
I didn't even do that deliberately either, you know.
Oh, yes, you did.
No,
poet.
I didn't.
Oh, pocket poet Scott Patton.
You had me. I thought, alliteration, and then I had to think about what you'd said and then what I said, and I thought, oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't say, like, onions, but anyway, carrots kind of came to mind.
Okay, well, anyway, the point is that you're eating the carrots not because of the sweetness of them, even though that's what seduces you into eating them. You're actually eating them because of all the alkaloids, the minerals, and the astringent stuff that's in them. And it's the plants that pull the minerals out of the soil into themselves, and that's how we get them into our bodies. The most important pathway for us to get minerals is through the roots of the plants. And actually, it's the bacteria at the roots of the plants that are producing these little areas of acidity that take apart the minerals. So it's actually the bacteria in the root system of plants that are responsible for our mineral nutrition. Anyway, we have this wonderful partnership going with a company called Ajah Minerals. Ajah is an old Sanskrit word for ancient. So it's, primordial minerals. And what they do is they actually go after volcanic sources. They use black mica, and they process the mica with sulfuric acid, which is a process that's very much like to what would happen in a volcanic eruption. Because when a volcano goes off, there usually are large quantities of this sulfur, either vaporized or as liquid, and that liquid then reacts with the rocks and turns them into these absorbable minerals, like sulfates, for instance. And, you know, magnesium sulfate, to us, it's Epsom salt, you know. And anyway, sulfur, for instance, which is the key ingredient here in the sulfate, is not commonly referred to as a major mineral, but it's probably number 6 or 7 on the how most common they are. Oh, maybe it's 8 or 9, as I'm reading in these notes. And here's what it's involved in. If you don't have enough sulfur, your protein assembly in your body is impaired. And so it's slow wound healing, rashes, immune dysfunction, brittle nails, brittle hair, acne, and arthritis. And on the mental side, depression. So,
wow.
You know, not funny, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we have this wonderful article on the website. If you go to the Health Education Minerals, it's called Symptoms of Mineral Deficiencies. Actually a story comes to mind. I would like to share with you. This goes back into the 1980s. I was working in the computer field, and one of the people I was working for was always crabby. You know, he was a kind man, but he was moody as heck, and he was really hard to deal with. And oftentimes I noticed that he would get this glazed eyes look on his face, and he would get sort of red blotchy skin, and I registered it, I remembered it, I was wondering, I wonder why this happens to him. But back then I wasn't in the health business, I was in the computer business, so heck. Anyway, so fast forward into 2006, the announcement came that he died of prostate cancer. So, you know, we have a 25-year delay, but, you know, he was way too young to be dying. You know,
yep.
He was like 60 years old or something like that.
That's so sad.
Yeah, totally. And a genius of a man, absolutely brilliant. But back then, crabby and moody and hard to live with, and, you know, dying a miserable, miserable death. So what's that tell us? Oh, yeah, I should say I was listening to a lecture just last night where the fellow was explaining that one of the symptoms of acidosis or pH balance disorder is that you get glassy eyes and that you get flushed skin and red spots on your face.
So here is someone that was obviously very acidic, and that made him miserable, and then...
So he showed the symptoms, so if I knew it then, I could have said to him, you know, you're showing signs of pH imbalance, you're too acidic. If you don't correct it, you will probably develop one of the very unpleasant chronic diseases that's going to slay you. I don't know which it's going to be, but, you know, low levels of oxygen, that's most likely leading to one of the cancers. Would you like to deal with that now so it doesn't come to bite you later?
Right, right.
Well, I didn't know it then, and I don't know if he would have heard me then. You know, would he have listened if I told him? So here for our listeners, I would just like to say, yeah, we have this really well-organized page, which discusses all these different deficiencies. And so you can go back to these different symptoms and see what you get. Like, for instance, I want to tell you about potassium deficiency. Here's what happens. You get insomnia, mental apathy, nervousness. What else is here? Fatigue, depression, and acne. And cognitive impairment and constipation. Now, what this sounds to me like, a most typical teenage boy about 17 years old, and you're suspecting that there's got to be something wrong. He's always sleeping, and he's always slothful and lazy, and his skin is bad and all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, that's just teenager, right?
Could be potassium deficiency.
Exactly. It could be as simple as that.
And it's so, Martin, what would be the easiest way to get more potassium into your body?
Well, you could walk over into the health food store and buy yourself a bottle of potassium gluconate. It's going to cost you about $5 for about 120 tablets. That's going to be about 60-day supply. Or you can go you can go to the grocery store and buy a 20-pound bag of KCL, potassium chloride, which is used for water softeners.
Oh.
You know the non-sodium water softener salt?
Uh-huh.
That's KCL, potassium chloride. It'll cost you probably $10 for the 20 pounds. And that should be about a lifetime supply for a family of four.
And how do I obviously I don't eat it.
No, it's a salt, you know. It's you know how we do the Himalayan salt brine therapy, where we take a teaspoon of the saturated brine. Well, you could do the same thing. You could dissolve a few of these KCL crystals and add it to your smoothie that you make every morning.
Okay.
Now, you could of course go for the potassium. That's the natural bananas, nuts,
green peppers.
Yeah, that's it. Or you can get from us this Aja Minerals salt drops. They are wonderful because they are properly mixed in the correct ratios, and they're made from high-grade ingredients, and they're guaranteed to be complete as opposed to just hit and miss what you need or what you guess. Have you ever heard of dirt and hair eating and ice eating and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's a good one. Like dirt eating and ice eating is iron deficiency.
Oh, interesting.
I remember so many kids in my young days watching them eat ice cubes, you know, just crushing the ice cubes with their teeth, and I keep wondering, why are they doing it?
Uh-huh.
You know, icicles and breaking ice off of the lake and all of that. It never appealed to me.
No.
But there were these few kids that were into it. Well, what do you know? They probably were iron deficient.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you would investigate further, you know, they probably would be brittle nails, confusion, constipation, headaches, and irritability. Well, who wasn't irritable as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're a parent and you're watching your child and you're thinking, I wonder why my kid is this way. You could probably read this list and see, oh, look at that. These are the symptoms. I need to correct this. Well,
I was just looking at zinc. I'm looking at that page and I'm just thinking, wow, like anorexia or bulimia. And I mean, if that's not something that is considered like a mental problem only, I don't know what is, but to see that... You know, maybe if you're anorexic, you have a, you know, check. I mean, why wouldn't you just check your zinc levels, or add some zinc to your to your diet if you were anorexic, and maybe that would or bulimic, and that would kind of stop that, right?
Yeah.
Similarly,
yeah.
Depression and fatigue are in there, and paranoia, which
yeah.
With being lethargic, impotence. Ooh, okay.
yeah. You know what's really interesting is that the slow healing of wounds, you know, like if you get a mosquito bite that stays on your skin for weeks instead of disappearing quick, or if you nick yourself and there's this red spot that stays on your skin for a long time,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's a sign of slow healing that's also associated with zinc deficiency.
Well, and there's a couple other in here that are not, I've never heard of them, right? Like germanium or vanadium.
Yes.
And I think maybe it'd be interesting just to chat a little bit about those, because it's just,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of minerals we know, we've heard about the magnesium, we've heard about calcium, we've, you know,
sure.
all those things. But let's maybe delve into some of these not so well-known
mm-hmm.
ones.
Right. Well, you know, vanadium and chromium are the two involved in sugar metabolism. You know, people who have swings of, you know, hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, low blood sugar, that sort of those kind of swings, they're probably suffering with deficiency of chromium and vanadium. Here's an interesting point. In the Exela line, we are using a very special technique. There's just one company that we know of that actually manufactures or uses this special process, and we're using that. What we do is we send a request for them to feed specific vitamins, specific minerals, and specific trace minerals, and they feed it to a edible yeast. And the yeast actually just eats all of this mineral material and turns it into an absorbable GTF as opposed to metallic. And it's the iridesa that we use it for at the biggest ratio. And with that, we're able to supplement very, very good levels of these trace minerals.
Right, because it's difficult to get the trace minerals, particularly even if you do get like fresh produce and everything else, depending on you know, how the farmer has looked after his land. Most of these trace minerals are gone now, right?
Yeah, they possibly never were there. You know, like good volcanic soil has it. You know, like in Hawaii or in Tahiti or in some areas, you know, where the
Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, Mount St. Helens. Did you know about what happened at Mount St. Helens' surroundings?
No, what happened?
Well, after the ashes fell onto the fields around there.
Yeah, so the place looked like it was a disaster area.
The first year.
Yeah.
In the following years, things grew like it was out of style. The crop
wow.
yields went up tremendously for all of the surrounding areas because of the volcanic ash that fell.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, as an example with the iridesa, if you look at, you know, the molybdenum, in like a regular dose, which is 4 teaspoons, you know, like this would be, if you ate a bottle of iridesa a month at a rate of 4 teaspoons a day,
mm-hmm.
you would be getting 350% of the manganese recommended dose. You'd be getting 210% of molybdenum. You'd be getting 200% of selenium. You'd be getting, what are these other ones? I can't. It's not
so listed that yet. That brings up a question, Martin. Can you get too much of this stuff?
I suppose, yeah. You could overdose on any one thing. But, you know, the RDAs were set as absence of chronic symptoms. You know, for instance, mm-hmm. the vitamin C was set at 60 milligrams per day.
Right.
Which, that's the absence of scurvy.
Right.
It doesn't say absence of inflammation. It doesn't say absence of rapid aging or destruction of the circulatory system.
Right,
it just says
right.
absence of scurvy. That was the test they used. And there's, to this day, they're enforcing that vitamin C is plenty at 60 mg a day. Mm-hmm. And yet we know that the you know, human tolerance is at about 25 to 50,000 mg.
Right, right. So you're never going to... Also, I think the other thing, too, is that if you're eating it as a food, like the iridescent is a whole food, right?
Yeah.
Or you're getting potassium from bananas, I mean, you will be sick of bananas and full and unable to even eat another one long before you would get so much potassium that it would be a concern.
Yes, exactly. That's the correct statement. If you're eating it in food... I mean, you'd have to down the whole bottle of the iridesa, and you would probably throw it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you would have to eat about 6 pounds of bananas. Oh, I can just visualize that. I think you'd be done with bananas for the year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you'd start wanting to eat them a year later because by then the potassium levels in your body would be back down to where you need to replenish it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because really, if you think about it, if you're eating, I know some friends that are eating whole foods only, not cooked, and all the rest of it, and they start listening to their body, and their body is quite vocal in. Because
yeah.
Sometimes they'll be, oh, yeah, I'll have a slice of pizza with you or something, right?
Yeah.
And like 5 minutes later, it's, oh, why did I do that? My stomach is just, you know, I feel terrible and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So your body can become quite vocal once it starts getting a lot of this good food.
You're not joking.
No.
This happened to me about a year and a half ago. I went visiting with my friends and... they were cooking wieners.
Mm.
And, I mean, childhood memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up on it. It smells divine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so I said, oh, what the heck? I'll have a wiener. I tell you, that was an hour later, I was lying on the sofa with a bloated stomach. Just, oh, what have I done?
What have I done? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Here's an interesting one. I read that a couple of years back. A woman died at the end of Boston Marathon. You know, she drank so much water. She was properly hydrated. She hydrated herself so thoroughly and so well that she ended up diluting her electrolytes so much that she got her potassium level down. And you cause a heart arrhythmia and you die. Oh, yeah, I'm reminded of another one. A 26 or 27-year-old woman was in a contest, which was put on by some water company. And it was like, how much water can you drink before you go pee? Right?
Okay.
So there they were drinking pint after pint of this water, you know, whatever that brand was. They were promoting it. And anyway, she nearly won the contest, but unfortunately she died.
Oh.
You know, bang, you screw up your electrolytes. And it's the same thing as the sodium pentothal that they give to the prisoners when they want to kill them, right?
Mm. I don't know anything about sodium pentothal.
Well, not a worry. It's a thing that they inject the prisoners when they want to kill them. It upsets the sodium-potassium balance and sends the heart into an arrhythmia and stops it. You can do it. You can do it to yourself by drinking too much water because you dilute your minerals too much, and you can cause yourself a lot of harm.
So I guess it all comes back to the moderation thing.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and also it says make sure you have enough minerals because even if you drank so much water, if she had had enough potassium, she wouldn't have had that trouble.
Right, right.
But, you know, like she might have been just marginal and then enough water and did it.
Hmm.
Anyway, so that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
You got to get lots of minerals and you have to get them really through whole food sources, right? Because it's not they're like little stones. It's not like they're absorbed easily by the body.
Well, you can get them in decent ionic solutions. You know, like if like the Aja minerals that are processed into an ionic form, you know, they are absorbable.
Right, right.
Yeah. So it's either that or plant sources. Yeah. I mean, you cannot go eat rocks off the ground.
Right. Well, my point was is that if you went to the local grocery store and went to their vitamin section and you saw a container of...
Yeah, the most common, I remember from the 1970s, it was calcium magnesium supplement, dolomite.
Yeah, dolomite.
Which is essentially...
still on the shelf.
Yeah, essentially ground up dolomite Alps. Because dolomites are the mountains between Italy and France, right?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's Italy and Switzerland. But anyway, it's the Dolomite Alps, and that's what they're made of. It's essentially marble.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go up there, grind up some rocks, and give it to you in capsules.
Yeah. Yeah. And same with, like, iron or chromium. These are not things that are... my point being, if you process something and you said, okay, here's some iron that's, you know, humans want or need, but it's through a manufacturing process, the chances are you're not going to be able to absorb it the way you would if you got it through a plant-based food.
That's the correct thing. Hey, so did you know which mineral deficiency caused varicose veins?
Calcium.
No.
And darn.
It's the same one that causes white and gray hair.
Oh, which one's that? Because I have white and gray hair.
It's copper. Do you have a varicose vein too?
Not that I'm aware of. Let me just check. Okay. Nope. Copper, huh?
Copper.
Oh, so I could have my youthful head of hair back if I had copper?
I hope so. Let's find out. You know, why don't you start licking some... plumbing pipes.
Not. That's right. It wouldn't even if I could get that copper into me, it wouldn't be absorbed.
Yeah, we have a new really interesting product line that we have introduced just recently, which is called Ormus Oils. There's this woman who's making a you know, we've talked about Ormus, about the nanominerals in the past, right?
Yes, yes.
And so these things are the nano form of the metals. And so she makes these in conjunction with oils. Like she would use either grapeseed oil or copper, olive oil or something like that. And she has this product that she calls Infinity. And it's the copper Ormus, she's saying about it this: it will help break down damaged collagen, promotes building of new healthy tissues, smoothing out wrinkles, fading scars, stretch marks, increasing elasticity and firmness. And it has been found to turn gray hair back into its original natural color, and it's good for sore muscles, joints, and varicose veins.
Wow. So this Ormus oil, would you like take it like I used to take cod liver oil when I was a kid, or would you put it on?
No, this is an external thing. You would apply it.
Apply it, okay.
I mean, you could probably eat it because, you know, there's so little difference between putting something inside your cheek and outside your cheek. I think the difference is about 4 minutes.
Mm.
It's just as sure going to get through anyway.
Right, right. Well, plus you're looking at an olive oil, which, of course, is totally edible.
Yes, and absorbable, too, so it will get through. So I think I'm going to have to buy myself a pint of that.
You don't have that much gray hair, do you?
More than I'm willing to accept. Ay, ay, ay.
And it would be a lot better for your hair than coloring it.
Yes, for sure.
So if you want to look youthful, be youthful. Don't fake it.
That's right. So I cannot offer a discount on this Ormus oil because it's just not possible for us to do that. But I do have the ability to offer people a discount on the minerals. You know, you keep forgetting to tell them that if they're going to hang on for the rest of the podcast, they will get a discount.
That's right. We've got a great deal for you. And I should have mentioned it like 20 minutes ago, but I forgot.
I tell you, we're just...
Well, I was just so enthralled with everything you were talking about.
You know, we're just bad marketers, aren't we?
We are. Well, and you know, we want to give people stuff that'll make a huge difference in their life more than just making the dollar sometimes, I think.
That's right.
So, what is the discount and what is it on, Martin?
It's all on the mirror. All of the, and it's 10% off, and the code is MIN42.
So on all of the mineral products on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website?
Yeah.
And it's 10% off, and it's IMN for mineral.
MIN.
MIN. Did I say NIM?
Whatever.
Whatever M-I-N. I said, it's MIN for mineral 42.
Yep. Okay.
So any last words on Ormus or minerals or...
Well, you know, if you have questions, call your friendly health coach. Call it at 1-866-543-3388 or go to the website and start reading. It's at life-enthusiast.com. And these articles are in health education under the minerals section. And the Ormus minerals are in brands. The brand is Ormus oil. Other than that, you can find the other podcasts at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com or right on the Life Enthusiast website, where you can also find a blog and about 2,000 other pages.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And if you feel lost, read the FAQ. I've started working on the frequently asked questions, so one of these days it's going to look almost complete.
Good. Awesome. Well, thanks, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share this amazing information with myself and all of our listeners. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot about minerals that I didn't know before, including that, maybe that bad mood that I'm in is more because of what's not in my body than because I'm actually in a bad mood. And I think that's really, really important for people to realize. What we put in our body can have a huge impact on how we feel.
Yes, and it's quite immediate, actually.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and look forward to having you join us next time. And if you've got any questions or comments, like Martin said, you can head over to the lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com podcast page and leave comments there, any questions, and we'd be happy to talk about them in upcoming podcasts.
Indeed. So this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye, everybody.